It happens at the beginning of my secondary education, yeah. So before that, I don't feel I really learning English because I always make mistakes because I always have to follow grammar rules and I always fail to do that. That's why I fail this course to the English. So, but when I enter secondary school, I feel that the teacher really tries to feel this. To feel how Johnson you feel at English, she do really care about me. So that's why I'll pour my heart into English and start to really, really let English pour into my heart, something like that. So it becomes more and more interesting when I particularly join the drama class and also the poetry class. So wow, then I feel English is more than just grammar rules. It's about how I act out my feelings, how I write down my feelings and spread it, yes, to as many as possible. Yes, that's it's really exciting to me. That's why memorable. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
Yes, of course. And just like what the previous one said, she really loved Clarice, and I'm one of them to recommend this book to her. And it was one of my most memorable reading experience too. Because Clarice really matched my personal spiritual beliefs. Yeah, I believe I'm a strong believer, a great believer into reincarnation, and also I believe everyone have a soul purpose when they join the Earth Project. So that's why I really love reading that. I've almost read it for quite 3 to 4 times. Yeah, and also yes. And apart from that, I'm also a big fan of The Lord of the Rings, written by Tolkien. Because it is one of the most inspiring book because it is Tolkien knows the magic of words. He can invite and draw people into his imaginative world. It's something that I can't believe that I will have the kind of experience before. Before that, I just think, oh yes, it's just novels and maybe fantasy, they are all not real. And until that, and after I met Tolkien, that I found, wow, words can really bring you to the world and you will believe that it is real. Yeah, it's something that's memorable, yes. Remember for a lifetime, yeah. That's it.
Okay, and so you're studying English education and you like reading quite a lot, right?
Yeah.
So will you use those kind of reading those books to teach English when you are when you become a teacher?
Yeah, and because I'm aspire to be a primary school teacher, so maybe I may not recommend Carl Edwards to them at that age, but I will definitely recommend them to read Tolkien's work because Tolkien's a great lover of children's fiction, children's poetry. That's why I would bring them into my teaching, definitely.